Japan's Ministry of Tea will subsidize farmers to address a matcha shortage caused by rising demand. The shortage of tencha led Kyoto Tea Company's Sapporo and Marukyu to place purchase limits on the finely ground tea powder for the first time this year. The 2025 tea harvest, beginning with the first flush in April, will bring temporary relief, but the highest grade tencha is usually harvested at the end of May or early June. Consumption within Japan is declining, but matcha is an international sensation with significant exports to Europe and the United States. Green tea exports have surged around ninefold to a record 29.2 billion yen, that's about 185 million U.S., over the past 15 years, lifted mainly by matcha on the back of the increased popularity of Japanese food among health-conscious consumers, according to the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries, MAFF. According to government data, Japan's tea production dropped by more than 20% during the same period, reflecting the aging farm population and a nearly 40% drop in household annual spending on green tea. MAFF reports that Japan produced 4,176 tons of matcha in 2023, almost a threefold increase from the 1,471 tons harvested in 2010. The shift to tencha will be stipulated in MAFF's basic tea production policy to be revised this spring during its scheduled five-year review. Farmers will be incentivized to switch from producing sencha, Japan's most frequently consumed tea. Tencha is made by steaming and drying tea leaves grown in the shade. The leaves are then ground into fine matcha powder. According to the Global Japanese Tea Association, Kagoshima Prefecture has allocated 36 million yen to develop international sales channels. Shiga Prefecture is actively promoting Omi tea in international markets. The Japan External Trade Association, JETRO, in Shiga organized visits for buyers from the USA and Austria, including farm tours and business meetings to raise awareness and market presence for Omi tea. In related news, the ministry reports Kagoshima has overtaken Shizuoka as Japan's leading tea producer, with a total production of 27,000 metric tons in 2024, surpassing Shizuoka's 25,800 tons. Shizuoka, though, kept the lead in high-value spring harvest volume. Kagoshima's success is attributed to its focus on summer harvest tea, which is widely used in bottled beverages. This has resulted in higher yields, reaching 1,680 kilograms per hectare, compared to Shizuoka's 1,030 kilograms per hectare average. Business Insight. Social media has become an essential tool in governmental initiatives to promote matcha. The Japan Food Product Overseas Promotion Center's tea promotion account on Instagram has attracted more than 30,000 followers. TeaBiz correspondent Rupa Goswami filed this report on tea's unexpected role in water purification. A simple cup of tea can do more than provide comfort. It can clean your water. Researchers at Northwestern University found that tea leaves can capture and remove toxic heavy metals, including lead and cadmium. Their study, published in the peer-reviewed journal ACS Food Science and Technology, shows how tea leaves act as natural filters for drinking water. When tea leaves steep in hot water, their porous structure and high surface area capture metal ions, trapping harmful elements. Senior researcher Vinayak P. Dravid explains that the study aimed to uncover tea's potential to reduce heavy metal exposure globally. Quote, "Tea is the most consumed beverage in the world, and people don't have to change anything about their routine to get this benefit," end quote, said Benjamin Schindel, the study's lead author. Quote, "The simple act of brewing tea is already removing contaminants from the water," end quote. What makes tea effective? The research team tested various types of tea, brewing methods, and tea bag materials to evaluate their impact on metal absorption. Key findings include due to its larger surface area, finely ground black tea demonstrated the highest effectiveness in absorbing metal ions. Longer steep times resulted in greater absorption of contaminants, with extended brewing, such as overnight steeping, maximizing metal removal. The material of the tea bag is significant. While nylon and cotton tea bags had minimal effect, cellulose-based bags were highly effective in absorbing metals without releasing microplastics into the water. The study found that tea leaves can reduce lead in water by up to 15%. While not a substitute for advanced filtration, tea's natural absorption properties can help reduce heavy metal exposure. Quote, drinking an extra cup of tea daily could, over time, contribute to lower health risks associated with heavy metal exposure, end quote, Schindel noted. This finding also offers a potential explanation for observed correlations between high tea consumption and reduced rates of heart disease and stroke. Although tea isn't a substitute for water purification, it can enhance water safety. Future research will explore how other plant-based materials affect contaminant removal, possibly leading to new filtration methods. Researchers aim to inspire more studies on natural substances in water purification. Tea's more than a beverage. It's a simple tool for a cleaner, safer drink. Coffee now represents 70% of total caffeine consumption in the U.S., an increase of 15% since a 2010-2011 survey. A recent update of that study involving over 49,000 U.S. adults indicates that although fewer individuals consume caffeinated beverages, those who do opt for stronger doses. Tea drinking appears to be on the downswing. There was an over 50% decrease in the proportion of all caffeinated beverage consumers who reported consuming tea between the most current survey and the 2010-2011 survey, writes study author Diane Mitchell of the Institute for Advancing Health Through Agriculture at Texas A&M. Despite this decline in tea drinkers, adults in all age categories who drink tea have nearly doubled their caffeine intake. Thus, the tea drinkers that remain significantly increase their tea and caffeine consumption. Quote, we are all aware that the caffeinated beverage market has changed dramatically over the past 10 years, yet no comparable comprehensive caffeine intake data have been published in recent years, end quote, said Mitchell in a news release. Energy drinks, less common a decade ago, now account for 6% of total caffeine intake, as the number of available brands has jumped from 559 to 970. Carbonated soft drinks now contribute only 15% of caffeine intake, a 27% decrease from a decade ago. Average consumption is still below 400 milligrams per day, about 2 to 3 12-ounce cups, which health experts consider safe. The study, published in the peer-reviewed journal Food and Chemical Toxicology, found caffeine intake for all ages 2 years and older higher than previous reports. Quote, intakes in younger children in particular are above recommended levels, according to the researchers. The authors cautioned that, quote, since significant changes in survey methods have occurred over time, it is impossible to know if some of the shifts in beverage consumption patterns reflect true trends in intake, as data collection for this study occurred during a period of transition from consuming beverages at home to away from home. The authors concluded, quote, with a constantly evolving market of caffeinated beverages and the potential impact it has on beverage consumption patterns, continued monitoring of caffeine intake is warranted.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.